Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for October 18th, 2018. In today's news, Schindler has debuted a self-climbing robot for high-rise elevator installation work. A 54-story tower is being pitched for Vancouver. A proposed tower in Ecuador is being described as an urban tree farm. Elevator World's January edition will feature technical innovations. And construction is complete for Citizen M, the world's tallest modular hotel.
As part of a research collaboration with the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, or CTBUH, Schindler announced its robotics installation system for elevators, or RISE, on October 17th, to be displayed at the CTBUH 2018 conference in Dubai. On October 21st through the 25th, the autonomous self-climbing robot is intended to safely install elevators in high-rise buildings. The technology was recently used to install several elevators in tall buildings in Europe. RISE was developed to eliminate the repetitive, physically demanding work of drilling multiple holes in concrete walls for guide rail anchor bolts, which Schindler says it can do with greater precision. The company said RISE is, quote, paving the way for greater automation and digitization in the elevator industry, end quote, and improves worker safety and quality. The two-year partnership with CTBUH is focused on research into robotics and automation processes in the construction of tall buildings.
Developer Pinnacle International has filed an application with the City of Vancouver, Canada, to build 601 Beach Crescent, which, at 54 stories and 163 meters tall, would be the city's fourth tallest building, Business in Vancouver reports. The GBL Architects design structure would sit across from the under-construction 49-story Vancouver House and boast 455 residential units, a seven-story podium with commercial and retail space, extensive common amenities, and hundreds of parking spots for vehicles and bicycles. With Vancouver House, 601 Beach Crescent at the north end of Granville Bridge would form what is being called a new Granville Gateway. The application pointed out that, since the thoroughfare is at a lower elevation, impact on the skyline would be minimal.
Icon, a 33-story residential tower designed by Bjark Ingels Group, or BIG, for Uribe and Schwarzkopf as an urban tree farm with native trees growing on balconies, is rising in Quito, Ecuador, Design Boom reports. Upon completion, the structure, composed of stacked concrete boxes angled to maximize views and ventilation, will be the tallest in Quito. BIG's first South American project, it will include terraces, retail, and a public plaza at the base. Hollow spaces beneath balconies will serve as both housing for the tree roots and concrete sculptures in apartment interiors. Trees will be replanted in a nearby park once they are mature.
Elevator World's January edition will focus on technical and engineering innovations, including roping systems, high-speed elevator systems, space and efficiency innovations, motors, and more. The issue will also have a special section on the 2019 Project of the Year winners. The deadline for focus topic submissions is November 15th. To participate or for more information, contact the Elevator World Editorial Department by phone at 251-479-4514, extension 30, or email editorial@elevatorworld.com. To advertise, contact extension 38 or email advertising@elevatorworld.com.
New York Yimby reports that construction has wrapped on Citizen M, which at 224 feet and 19 stories, is the world's tallest modular hotel, containing 300 rooms at 185 Bowery on New York City's Lower East Side. Citizen M has an elevator system provided by Linden, New Jersey-based G-Tech Elevator Company. Co-developer The Rinaldi Group, LLC, tells Elevator World. Brack Capital Real Estate partnered on the project, designed by Concrete Architectural Associates and Stephen B. Jacobs Group, with DeSimone Consulting as structural engineer. Access to the Bowery Station subway line makes Citizen M particularly appealing to people visiting the city, the source notes.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.